Good morning. How good it is to come together in a spirit of worship this morning on this fourth Sunday in the midst of our season of Epiphany. It's a season of light, a season of invitation, a season of welcome. And in that spirit of welcome this morning, there's a lot of welcomes to do. Our 8 o'clock and our 10:15 service are welcoming one another and worshiping together this morning. We are also welcoming members of the Trinity Lutheran Choir from up the street. Our choir is nice and flush up here, looks great. I'm sure it will sound absolutely amazing. So a welcome to everyone. A special welcome to those of you who might be worshiping with us here at St. John's for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us, there is a card at either end of your pew, a little welcoming card with some information that we might get from you so that we can keep in touch and so that you can learn more about us. If you would be so kind as to fill that out, and then on your way out of the sanctuary this morning, there is a basket right behind Bob Bertolette, who I'm going to ask to wave. There's a basket right behind him where you can place that card, and we will be in touch. Oh, there it is, as soon as we can. I do have quite a few announcements to share this morning. Of course, we are gathered together in the midst of one worship service with special purpose. We are welcoming a new member, which we will do in the midst of our service. We are also having a congregational meeting after this service, so there'll be more updates about that towards the end of our service with regards to how long you have between this service and the meeting starting. And then we will also gather for our congregational dinner, which you are probably smelling. That is happening below us, but we will gather down there after our meeting. Looking ahead, the season of Lent is quickly approaching, which begins with Ash Wednesday, and that is on February 22nd. The elders would like to remind you that before our Ash Wednesday service that evening, they provide a dinner. A pizza, salad, and dessert and drinks will be on the menu. There is a sign-up sheet in the elevator lobby and in the narthex. So please, in the next couple of weeks, be sure to write your name if you are planning to join us for that dinner before the service. Once again, if you don't get to sign up, you're still welcome, but it does help to have an idea of how many people will be with us that evening. Brian Hutchinson wanted to announce that there is a, and I quote, "Beyond the Best Buy date, donation only, fairly traded coffee, tea, and hot chocolate sale happening downstairs. We have a lot of inventory that we kind of need to clear out so that we can order some new stuff. So if you don't mind giving a donation for some coffee and tea and hot chocolate that is slightly beyond its Best Buy date, please look for the table downstairs during our congregational dinner. And one more update, this is from Lisa in our office. We have been working on and have printed a 2023 updated directory. This is not pictorial, this is just addresses. Copies are available in the elevator lobby and narthex. This is an important note. This directory contains only information that was submitted for the updated directory. So if you have not submitted information, you will not appear in the directory. So that was floating around for quite a while about getting some updated information. So if you did that, your information is updated in there. Everyone is welcome to grab one, though. It's a good supplement to your pictorial directories, which are quite out of date at this point. So please be sure to grab one of those. I believe those are all of the announcements this morning. A lot to remember, a lot to keep in mind, but before we get lost in all of those things, I'm going to invite you to join me in taking a deep and slow breath as we breathe in God's Spirit that is in our midst and in each one of us as we worship. As we exhale, we very intentionally set down and set aside all of those announcements, all of those things that are busying our hearts and our minds, so that we might find ourselves fully present in this time and in this place, as we lift and focus our hearts and our minds and our voices in a spirit of worship this morning.
Thank you. God has gathered us in, inviting us, uniting us, speaking to us, shaping us.
Yes.
And how should we dedicate ourselves to this living, empowering, and loving God of our lives and of all creation? What is it we can bring? What would be the best way to honor the Lord of the universe?
We can bring our true selves. We can bring our hungers, our hopes, our fears and doubts, right along with our gratitude.
And for what purpose? To what end?
In order that we might know what is good, to grow in loving kindness, to discover the courage to seek justice, and to walk more humbly with our God.
Together, let us confess our sins. God, you're always making the first move. You seek our hearts. You pursue our lives. Like a shepherd, you seek to have us live together in harmony, to follow in the way of faithfulness, to love ourselves as well as our neighbors and strangers. And yet, God, we confess how often we wander away. We like the idea of being faithful until it becomes too demanding or too confusing or too risky or too unpopular. We like an easy faith, not a challenging one, not one that bruises our egos or our popularity. Return us, faithful Creator, to our rightful place. Restore in us loving sustainers, hearts of generosity, courage, and hope. Reclaim us, patient God, to the life and work of your ever-emerging kingdom. Amen.
Friends, when we take time, when we are mindful enough to confess our sins, to claim our mistakes, to ask God for help, we are restored. By God's grace, we are reclaimed by God's love and forgiveness. These are priceless gifts that we have done nothing to earn, and yet we are called to accept them, to live into them, to share them, and most importantly, to be changed by them. May it be so this day and always. Amen. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading this morning is from the book of Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear what the Lord says. Rise and plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the case of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the Lord. For the Lord has a case against his people, and he will contend with Israel. Oh, my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Oh, my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. And our gospel reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." At this time, I'm going to invite our children to come forward. If they want to bring parents, they're more than welcome, but come on forward and sit on the steps with me. Yes, please bring Elmo forward, absolutely. Anyone else going to come up and join us? I know there's some kids in their seats, and that's okay. This lesson is for everyone, right? Here comes Izzy. Izzy's got her Eagles sweatshirt on. She is ready to go. All right. Well, Katie, come on up. I brought a picture to share with all of you. I was looking at some pictures last night. I was at my parents' house, and I found this picture, and I said, there's a lesson in this. There's a really good thing that connects with our scripture. So I want to show you a picture of my first dog that I had when I was a kid, okay? Now, this is kind of a rough picture, but isn't he cute? He was a basset hound. We all know what basset hounds look like. He had really droopy eyes and really long ears. And his name, he had a silly name. His name was Suddenly. He went by Suddy. It was kind of a funny name, right? He got really long ears and really droopy eyes, and he drooled a lot. Now, how many of you have pets? You might have a cat or a dog, or maybe your grandparents have a cat or a dog. How many of you have pets? They're great, right? How do we know that our pets love us? If they cuddle with you, yeah. How else? They won't leave you alone. These are great answers. These are great answers, right? Now, have you ever noticed that your pets love you more when you're eating? Have you ever noticed that? Maybe if you have a cat, they're a little bit different, but I don't know about you, but Suddy, my first dog, he didn't really want much to do with us unless we had something that he wanted. Right? If it was a toy, if it was a dessert or food, right? If we wanted something that Suddy wanted, he got really close to us and he wouldn't leave us alone, right? Well, you might be thinking, how does this connect with our scripture passage that I just read from the Gospel of Matthew? But in it, we use this word blessed. How many of you have heard the word blessed? Or blessing, or bless, right? That's a word that we use a lot. And it's one of those words that it's hard to come up with what it actually means, what the definition of blessed or blessed is. But what I like to think about is that blessed, or blessed, or blessing, it all kind of has to do with drawing close to God. When we feel blessed, I like to think about feeling like God is close by, or that God is in our presence, or that we want what God wants, right? Now that sounds familiar. Just like my dog drew really close to me when he wanted what I wanted, We draw close to God when we want what God wants. Well, in our scripture today, they use the word bless or blessed or blessed a lot. And in the scripture, it says things like, blessed are the peacemakers because they want peace. And God wants peace, right? Blessed are the merciful, those with lots of grace and love to give, because they want what God wants, and God wants grace and mercy and love. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and goodness, because they want what God wants. They want goodness and love and all those things. So as we think about what we might want for our life, for ourselves, for our friends, for our neighbors, for the whole world, we can consider ourselves blessed, or we can feel God's blessing when we want what God wants, when we want mercy and love and hope and joy and peace and all of those things that we hear all about, okay? So next time your dog draws close to you or your cat, when you have something that they want, or you want something that they want, maybe keep in mind how we have an opportunity to draw closer to God when we want what God wants, all those good things for ourselves and for the world, okay? All right, let's say a prayer together, and then we'll, as always, join in singing the Lord's Prayer, okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this day, for another Sunday, and for time set apart to come forward and to sit and to learn. And God, we give you thanks for all the times that we find ourselves in our hearts wanting things that you want, both for ourselves, for our friends and neighbors, and for the whole world. Help us to keep wanting things like mercy and peace and love and justice and hope and joy, so that we can continue to draw closer to you. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much.